In Philadelphia on Thursday, the Independent Media Center is reporting that hundreds of demonstrators who were arrested during the last several days of protest here in Philadelphia are making their way through the courts, sometimes very slowly, one case at a time. In addition, the IMC is reporting that in some misdemeanor cases, bail is being set as high as $450,000. This, at least in part, due to some protesters' failure to identify themselves, simply claiming that they need to be identified as either John or Jane Doe. In addition, protesters inside the city's jails are reporting various acts of police brutality and violence, as well as neglect and negligence. In one case, a protester who is allegedly ill with AIDS has been denied his medication. At 12 noon in Franklin Park, Pam Africa of the MOVE organization and the Reverend Al Sharpton spoke in a show of solidarity with the protesters who were being held inside the city's jails. The Reverend Al Sharpton stated, "Today, black and white are standing up against police violence and the corporate state." We also spoke with Ethan Nadelman, one of the conveners of the Shadow Conventions, on the final day of that event. Today's the final day of the Philadelphia edition of the Shadow Conventions. We're with one of the conveners, Ethan Nadelman of the Lindesmith Center. Ethan, let me get your thoughts on summing up the convention, how you thought it went, and perhaps what we can look forward to in Los Angeles.
Well, I'd say that Tuesday in Philadelphia was probably the single biggest one-day event in the short history, or the young history, of the drug policy reform movement. You know, it's interesting that this was the day of the Shadow Convention that Jesse Jackson chose to speak, to get up there and to slam the drug war and the new prison industrial complex. But it was wonderful, the juxtaposition of him up there together with Gary Johnson, the Republican governor of New Mexico. And that, together with the hundreds of people who came in on Tuesday, every one of whom has a family member behind bars in a drug charge. They had a chance to speak. They finally had a voice in a system which very rarely ever affords people like that a voice. Now, my hope in Los Angeles is going to be August 15th, Tuesday, August 15th in L.A. I think it's going to be even bigger and better than what we did in Philadelphia. There's a lot of people working in California. The activist network there is much more mature. The medical marijuana issue has been alive. There's going to be Prop 36, the treatment instead of incarceration initiative, on the ballot. So we're planning for a major event in Los Angeles. Some people who spoke in Philadelphia will speak there as well, including Jesse Jackson, myself, Gary Johnson, and Tom Campbell. But we'll also have people like Ram Dass or Alexander Shulgin speaking about ecstasy in the rave scene, Deborah Small speaking about African Americans and the war on drugs, Marsha Rosenbaum speaking about drug education and new approaches for dealing with kids. It's going to be a remarkable day. But what we're trying to do right now is really start a new anti-war movement, a movement to end the war on drugs in America and to demand that our drug policies be based upon common sense, science, public health, and human rights. It's going to be a long road, but we got a nice kickoff here in Philadelphia.
The IMC is also alleging that National Public Radio has been conducting a blackout of protest-related news here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This evening, Governor George Bush will make his acceptance speech for the Republican presidential nomination at the highly scripted Republican National Convention. And a candlelight vigil will be held tonight at 9 p.m. local time in support of the protesters who remain jailed in Philadelphia. Reporting for the Western Slopes News Service from the streets of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the Republican National Convention, I'm Mike Thornton.